The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First of all, how was your holiday?
It was nice. Family was here in Buffalo. It was a nice snow. And Santa came, so it was good.
When you're off the ice for 2-3 days, at this time of the season, does it really matter? I mean, you get back on the ice today as a team, but it's only 3 days. I mean, it's not like you're going to lose your conditioning or anything like that. As far as you preparing for this game, does it really matter? Because everybody's in the same boat. The Blackhawks, they actually had to travel, but they're in the same boat.
Yeah, they might have a tougher schedule than us. So, I just think it's a good thing to get 3 days, honestly. Get your mind off it and kind of reflect on the first, 35 games we've had. So the conditioning is always fine. You just got to make sure you get a good morning skate in and get your hands and body moving, and then you'll be fine in the game.
I know you didn't play in the Boston game, but you saw it. But for the last two games defensively, it seems like you guys are back to what you need to be. A lot of hard work. I think you blocked 30 shots against the New York Islanders, which shows desperation. What have we seen defensively from this team in the last two games that has been so much better?
I think we're more direct. Everything is more clear now. We know exactly what to do. We just read off each other, I would say. We just got to make sure, number one, the first guy goes really hard and then everybody can read. So, solves in the D zone. Gaps are way better. And like you said, we're blocking shots now. So we're doing the right things. We just got to continue to do that.
Seemed like against the Islanders offensively and defensively, there were a lot of battles that were won, too. Even like Kulik scores a goal, he outmuscles two Islanders, wins a battle against two guys. It just seemed like the battles were much better also.
Yeah, it's easy to do that when you feed off each other. When the first guy is doing it, the second guy wants to do it, and then the third and the fourth. So it's like, I think everything started with a good start. We had the right mindset coming into the game, and everything just kind of happens when you're playing the right way.
Is it defensively, just what you said, it reminded me, like maybe one guy makes a mistake, but you guys are working together. So if one guy makes a mistake, there's layers. There's another guy there that can help out, or your goaltender makes a big save. It just seemed like there were layers to it.
Yeah, that's you're on point there. First guy just have to go really hard, and then, like you said, everybody just reads off him. And then if the first guy, whatever, everybody just covers. So we need to be more aggressive and play off your instincts.
You said you're feeling really good. You look like on the ice you're feeling really good. Is this the best you've felt in a long time?
Yeah, my back is kind of back to normal now, so it's nice.
What do you expect from the Blackhawks? So they've struggled a little bit. Berard isn't played maybe as well as he did in his first year. You know what it's like to be him. You've been in that situation also. What do you expect from the Blackhawks?
They're probably going to come out flying. They have a good team. They have dangerous offense and, freshly new coach and stuff, so and a break. It's gonna be a great game. They're gonna come out flying, I'm sure.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.